Thanks for listening to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. You can now download our new app in the iTunes or Google Play Store. Listen anytime and anywhere on your favorite mobile device. Just search Hit That Line now. Subscribe to the Hit That Line Podcast Network. Y'all ready for this? This is the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company.
Just when I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
He is a loathsome, offensive brute. Yet I can't look away.
This is the business we've chosen.
This is like catching a big brown trout on the White River. I've always wanted this. Give me the hogs, Chuck.
Man, this has turned into a crazy week. As we begin again on the Give Me the Hogs, Chuck podcast, presented by Weichert Realtors, the Griffin Company, and brought to you in part by the Bet Saracen app. Now, those of you who are regular listeners know that we record three of these a week, generally speaking. And most of the time, we do this on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I was certain at the start of the day yesterday that all this must stuff, if you want to use that term, would come to a head over the course of what is now yesterday. So I made the decision to wait until Thursday to record the second edition of the Give Me the Hogs Chuck podcast this week, because I felt like late in the day, you know, late afternoon Pacific time, early evening Central time, something might happen. Of course, it's not happened yet. Now, it may have by the time you listen to this, but as we speak, it's not happened yet. Now, obviously, it has been the focal point of all Razorback discussion in our state. I mean, as we begin today, the number one ranked team in all of college baseball is about to open a three-game series against a team that has emerged as one of its real rivals over the past decade. You don't hear much about that today. Certainly didn't yesterday. Bobby Petrino spoke on Tuesday. I was certain when the week began, actually I was certain when last week ended, that whatever Bobby Petrino had to say on Tuesday would dominate the airwaves for the remainder of the week. But obviously, it's not turned out to be that way. Although, I am going to play a Bobby Petrino cut later in the podcast today that I think is telling. And I'll talk about that when we get there. First, this must stuff. I'm going to begin with a couple of audio cuts. You know, Jeff Goodman is the one you're going to hear in just a moment. He has covered he's covered college basketball for a variety of national outlets over the last several years. Very well-respected reporter in terms of college basketball. He is one of the national guys out there that all the coaches, or at least many of the coaches, talk to. They speak to when he is at the game. You know, oftentimes people wonder, why do coaches talk to national guys instead of local guys? Why do stories like this always emerge from other places as opposed to our own backyard? Coaches talk to national writers and national reporters because they see themselves as national figures. And as they hop from job to job, the national guys remain the same. And so they're the ones that they talk to. And Jeff Goodman's plugged in, is what I'm trying to say. I got a couple of sound bites from him. He appeared on a podcast this week called Field of 68. Which obviously deals with college basketball. One of the, in fact, I think it would be fair to say the top story in terms of the coaching carousel right now involves Eric Musselman. So this is Jeff Goodman on the still Razorback head coach.
You know, Eric Musselman and Jamie Dixon appear to be the front runners. Remember, Jamie's from the area, L.A., Musselman lived out there for a while. His wife, Danielle Sargent, lived out there for a while. Obviously, things have turned quickly at Arkansas. But here's something you got to keep an eye on. And here's why I think he could be the front runner and get this job. Jen Cohen, new AD at USC, has employed, well, I don't know if employed is the right word, but she has taken on a guy named Matt Kelly to run the search. And Matt Kelly represents some agents, including like Dustin Kearns, Bobby Hurley, some agents. He also does deals for a lot of the ADs. So he works kind of with the ADs to do contracts and things of that nature. He is the point man. They've employed also a search firm Dan Parker, but they're doing background checks. Matt Kelly is kind of the point man on this deal with Jen Cohen. And Eric Musselman does first. So he's pretty much her agent, Jen Cohen's agent, for the most part, from what I've been told. Musselman does not have an agent. Okay. Does not have an agent. Is there a scenario where Eric Musselman gets the job and then signs with Matt Kelly? That is a scenario I'm told is in play here. A little bit of a conflict of interest, right? A little bit, I would say, going on here. But whatever the case, Eric Musselman has risen to the top of the U. Now, he might have been there anyway, but I think this certainly gives him even more of an advantage. You know, again, Dixon, Mark Pope, you know, I've been told Randy Bennett might be in the mix a little bit. Buzz Williams was a little bit in the mix as well. But, you know, Dixon, Pope, Musselman probably at the top of the list right now. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes that route and Eric Musselman is the guy at the end of the day.
Now, there frankly was not anything earth-shattering in what Jeff Goodman just said, other than it lets you know that he's aware of the West Coast players in all of this, the AD at USC, maybe some of the other connections, the guy he was talking about that's kind of spearheading the search, if you want to use that term. There are some things at play here, and there always are, that may not be apparent from the surface. I don't know that that plays into this at all. Certainly made for an interesting soundbite. I don't know that it's anything more than that. But it was an angle, or is an angle, that I've not heard discussed a lot. Now, you know, one of the things that is interesting to me anytime something like this happens is people are ready to turn the page when they're not yet to the end of the previous page. In other words, who's next? A lot of the conversation has centered around that. Now, in this podcast, Jeff Goodman was asked about that. Here's what he had to say.
Let me throw out some names for you because it's probably the second best job in the SEC. I mean, basketball job.
I would agree.
Crazy fan base, good facilities, good resources, pretty good NIL. You got to be right for that place, though, right? And it flipped quickly almost. Like, I'm not sure I've seen this happen too often where in a year you go from a guy that is absolutely celebrated to now you're completely maligned. I think names that you'll see are Chris Beard at Ole Miss. I think Will Wade's name is going to come up at McNeese State. I wouldn't be surprised, like Jerome Tang, somebody like that at Kansas State. I think those are the names you're going to be looking at and more, because like you said, this is a very, very attractive job.
Now, I'm just going to skip over the names. I mean, those are going to be recycled names, and you're going to hear them over and over and over again. I want to pick on a couple of things out of that. Not pick on, but point out. Second best job in the SEC? I thought that was quite a compliment. But he said something there. In fact, we're just going to go back and play this snippet again. I want to play this, and then I want to talk about it.
I'm not sure I've seen this happen too often, where in a year you go from a guy that is absolutely celebrated to now you're completely maligned.
You know, when something like this happens, when a coach is rumored to be a candidate somewhere else, there's always going to be a faction of the fan base that says, hey, man, if you don't want to be here, don't let the door hit you on the way out. And there's a faction of those people in Arkansas as we speak. But to say that Muss has gone from being celebrated to being maligned by the fan base is taking it many steps too far. And frankly, and I'm just going to be honest, I wonder who told him that. I wonder where that information came from, because that's not accurate. And I said this morning on the Morning Rush, and I got a little pushback from it, and that's okay. I still believe that if Muss were to tweet something out in a couple of hours and say, I want to be the Razorbacks head coach, and this is what I'm doing, I do think the vast majority of our fan base, while they might not forget, would certainly be ready to turn the page and move on. We've had it really good in basketball the last 5 years. I know this year was not good. I know it wasn't, in large part because it didn't meet expectations. But I've been around for a long time now, and I've seen it bad. I've seen it really bad. And what is going on right now is not good, but it's not really bad. And this program, regardless of how all this transpires, I know beyond a shadow of a doubt it's better than it was when Musk was hired 5 years ago. Now, that's a credit in part to him, in large part, 95% of the part, to be very honest with you. He's gotten a lot of support. Sometimes when people are disgruntled, they'll make it sound like they've not gotten a lot of support. Musk has gotten everything he's asked for, with the exception of an unlimited NIL pool. And nobody has that. He's been well taken care of at Arkansas, and I think in an honest moment, he would probably tell you that. Again, we're in the situation today that we were in yesterday. We're just going to wait and see. I'm kind of like the rest of you. And I felt certain yesterday when the day began that it would come to a head at some point over the next 12 hours. I was wrong. I feel that way today. Maybe wrong again. But it's certainly something that people all over the Razorback Nation are paying attention to every minute and pretty much every hour of the day right now. Hey, I want to talk about baseball, and I want to talk about football and hear from Bobby Petrino in just a few minutes. But first, those of you who are buying or selling a home, man, you read a lot about the housing market right now, and I'm right there with you. You can read one article that, you know, declares things horrible and another article that, you know, keeps talking about how things are going okay. A lot of it, I know, has to do with location. And some places seem to be more immune from national factors than others. What I also know is that my friends at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, understand all that. They understand the location aspect. They understand the market. When they read articles in the paper in the morning or hear things on the radio or see it on social media, they're able to process it, put it all together, and help you understand what it means to you if you're a buyer or a seller. Now, I can tell you my experience with Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company, as a buyer and a seller, it was tremendous. You know, the first time that I bought a home, and I mean, we got to go way back here, things were different in the housing market then too. And then the first home that I sold was right in the middle of, you know, what became the housing crisis, you know, 2008, 2009. I wasn't quite sure what to do, to be very honest with you. And some of you may be in that spot right now. Talk to a professional at Weicker Realtors, the Griffin Company. They do this every day. They're the best trained in the business. They can answer your questions. They'll listen to you, and they'll put forth a plan that's going to benefit you no matter which side of the table you're sitting on. They've got offices in Northwest Arkansas. They're in Fayetteville. They're in Springdale. They're in Bentonville. They're in the River Valley in Fort Smith. You hear us talking about their office in Branson. And they've got a wide selection of homes, too, I might add. You can see them at WeickerGriffin.com.
The tournament is here. Bet Online is your bracket headquarters for this season with the best bracket contests out there and odds, lines, and info on every game and every round right up to the national championship. You can access the most up-to-the-minute wagering information anytime from your desktop or your mobile device and even track your bracket real-time all the way through the tournament. Head to Bet Online today and get in on all the action. Remember to use the promo code BLEAV for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Bet Online, the game starts here.
All right, as we move on, baseball tonight, top-ranked Razorbacks, Ole Miss Rebels, game one of a three-game set, Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday. It's on the SEC Network tonight. Hogs are rolling. Razorbacks have not lost at home since the opening weekend of the regular season. Ole Miss is not rolling. They're reeling, as a matter of fact. But yet, Dave Van Orn says that's not something that's really going to matter when they start playing tonight.
There's no looking at the record and saying, oh, they're this or they're that. We should be fine. If you do that, you're going to find yourself behind real quick. You know, you hope the mindset is, you know, this is another SEC series and let's go find a way to win game one. Because if you don't start thinking that immediately, you wait till game day or after the first pitch or two, sometimes that's too late. But so far, so good on that. I feel like they show up and they know what they need to do. They need to play well, pitch well, and field. So if you do that, you got a chance.
you know, just one thing, and there's not anything any of us can say that's going to be, you know, more astute regarding college baseball than what Dave Van Horn can say. But everything can change over the course of a weekend. And, you know, sometimes what seems readily apparent on Thursday is no longer apparent by the time you get to Sunday. You got to keep playing. You know, when Dave talks about a 30-game SEC schedule, you play 30 games and they all count the same. There's so much truth in that. But now, having said all that, you do want to get wins right now if you've got a team that's down. And here's why. Arkansas still got to go to Kentucky. Arkansas still got to go to South Carolina. Arkansas still got to go to Texas A&M. You know, you got some of the best teams in the country right now, and you got to go or right now and pretty much in any season. And you got to go to their place. They close at A&M. So the meat of the matter remains out there for this Razorback baseball team. And it would be nice to see them pile up as many wins as they can while they're playing well. It's a long season. You may not play well for 56 games. There's generally an ebb and a flow, even if you're a great team. And while it's rolling, while things are going your way, you certainly don't want to let one slip away. And should be a good series. I'm looking forward to it. Looking forward, as always, to watching Hagan Smith pitch tonight. Hey, I don't know if you've got your picks for the Final Four set to go, but I know they are ready for you at the Bet Saracen app. It's going to be a big weekend for basketball, and that's probably going to fuel things, quite honestly, as we head toward the weekend on the Bet Saracen app. The thing that you will find when you download the Bet Saracen app is that it is Vegas, Arkansas style. What's Arkansas style? Well, Razorback baseball team plays tonight. You've got opportunities to place wagers on that game. You've got opportunities for prop bets inside that game. It'll be the same way tomorrow night, and it'll be the same way on Saturday. That's what makes it Arkansas style, and that's what makes it Arkansas's favorite sports betting app. And you're going to find all of these things every day at the Bet Saracen app. If you've not downloaded it, do it today. They've got a how-to-play video. They'll get you ready to go with the Bet Saracen app. All right, a little bit of football before we go. Razorbacks continuing spring drills this week. There's going to be an open scrimmage on Saturday. We'll talk a little bit more about that tomorrow. Bobby Petrino spoke on Tuesday. He talked a good bit, as you would imagine, about the number one quarterback, Talen Green, transfer out of Boise State. I'm going to play a cut from Petrino, and he's talking about the running ability of Talen Green and how that factors in to the way they've practiced and what they are working on today. And if you'll listen to the words, it'll give you, I think, an insight of what a Bobby Petrino offense will look like in 2024. Let's play and then we'll talk about it.
And the way you practice is he's going to be held back, you know. I'm not comparing him to Lamar Jackson or anything, but when we had Lamar, you know, I was always like, well, I'm not sure we're going to know how good he is until they have to tackle him, you know. And I'd keep saying that to the staff and keep saying it. And then I just decided one scrimmage to, okay, when he runs, you have to tackle him. If he's in the pocket, nobody hits him. And then there was no question that he was the starter. You know, and right now we're not even doing a lot of quarterback running game stuff just because we want to get better on the other parts of it. We do it in drills and we practice it all the time. But when you get in scrimmages, they blow the whistle and they tag him on the, and he's down and, you know, it's hard to go execute and score points. So we haven't done a whole lot of that, but he's pretty special when he turns it on and that stride and speed that he has. He can really run.
I think a lot of us have wondered when we've gotten beyond the personality stuff. I think a lot of people from a football perspective have wondered, how has Bobby Petrino evolved as an offensive mind since he was here the last time? There's been a lot of water under the bridge since he was here the last time. He's coached Lamar Jackson. He was sitting front and center at the Heisman Trophy ceremony when they handed out the hardware. He's coached at Missouri State, coached at Texas A&M, Western Kentucky. He's done a little wandering in terms of jobs since he left here. But I think people have wondered, and rightly so, you know, what's his offense going to look like? Because here's the thing. When we think about his glory years at Arkansas, we think about Ryan Mallett, and we think about Tyler Wilson. Both of them willing runners. Neither one of them was unwilling to run. But neither one of them was going to beat you with their feet, generally speaking. The game of football's changed. And as we've discussed many, many times, you either change with it or you die. And I suspect when you listen to that soundbite, Bobby Petrino has changed an awful lot too. That's an aspect to all this that I think for right now people are overlooking, because there's so much focus on the passing game and the timing and all the things we remember from two quarterbacks, two great ones. And I'm not excluding Casey Dick in this, but clearly the salad days were with Mallett and Wilson. We remember the dropback guy. He's going to be a different play caller now. And you'll see Arkansas do some things that are different than what you did when he was here before. Frankly, if we want to have a good idea of what it's going to look like, we might be best advised to watch Louisville film from when Lamar Jackson was there, because that's the type quarterback he is. As Petrino said, I'm not comparing him to Lamar Jackson, but he's that type of quarterback. I think it's an aspect to Taylen Green's game we've not seen yet. I don't know that we'll see it in spring practice. But I think the larger point here is that when you listen to what he's got to say, it's obvious that his views on how you move the football and how you score points have tweaked from the time that he left here until the time he's back now. All right, that's enough for today. Seems like everywhere you go in Arkansas right now, the first question anybody asks is, do you know what Muss is going to do? I suspect we'll be watching that again today. We'll get together tomorrow. Until then, thanks for listening.
Subscribe to the Gimme the Hogs Chuck podcast. Go to hitthatline.com or search Hit That Line wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't forget to rate, review, and share.
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
This podcast is an exclusive property of Pearson Broadcasting. It may not be copied, reproduced, modified, published, uploaded, reposted, transmitted, or distributed in any way without Pearson Broadcasting's prior written consent.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.